Time now for a check of sports here this morning on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And now taking a look at the latest sports for you here this morning, starting off with high school activities from last night. The Clarinda Cardinal Relays took place last night on both the boys and the girls' side in Clarinda. A beautiful night for that, obviously. And here's how the team scoring wound it out for that one. In the girls' side in Class 1A, it was the Griswold Tigers taking home the team title. They had 120 team points, followed by Trainer in second with 82, St. Albert in third with 72, followed by Stanton and Mount Air rounding out the top five. In the girls' 2A team standings, Glenwood took home the title with 198 team points, followed by Shenandoah with 105 in second. Clarinda was third with 92. Creston finished fourth with 57 points, and Thomas Jefferson rounded out the top five. Atlantic finishes seventh there with 34 team points, but they did have a split squad with some of their athletes participating in Denison. In the boys' side of things, in Class 1A, it was Mount Air winning the Cardinal Relays with 138 team points, followed by East Mills in second. Griswold finished third with 84. Glenwood's JV finished fourth, and South Page was fifth. In the boys' 2A team standing, St. Albert was the top point getter with 165 points, outdistancing Clarinda in second, who had 105. Shenandoah finished third with 86, followed by Trainer in Southwest Valley, rounding out the top five. On the boys' 3A team race, it was Glenwood finishing with 118 team points, followed by Harlan in second with 88. Creston finished third with 79. Lewis Central in fourth with 77, and Atlantic finished fifth with 60 team points there in the boys' side in the Clarinda Cardinal Relays from last night. And as I mentioned as well, Denison holding their Monarch Relays last night to the co-ed event, both the Monarch and Lady Monarch Relays taking place. And on the girls' side, in the standings there, it was Denison winning with a team total of 129 team points. Atlantic finished second with 114. Tri-Center third with 104. Logan Magnolia rounded out to the top four there with 102 team points there on the Lady Monarch Relays. Also on the boys' side in that event, there's three teams that had team totals competing there. Denison Schleswig with 89 took home the title, followed by Logan Magnolia with 76. Bowyer Valley finished third with 72 team points there in that meet last night. High school soccer results from last night in the boys' play. It was Denison Schleswig topping St. Albert 2-1, and Des Moines Hoover defeated Perry 4-0. Underwood beat up on Trainer 8-1. In the girls' side of things last night, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln defeating Atlantic 4-0. Fort Dodge over Carroll 8-0. Glenwood beat Sioux City North 4-0. Perry was a 2-1 winner over Des Moines Hoover. St. Albert topped Denison Schleswig 10-0, and Trainer was a 1-0 winner over Underwood. That's high school soccer action last night. Turning our attention now to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. Wellington Castillo hit a 3-run homer in the 11th inning off of closer Trevor Rosenthal, who struck out with an unusual chance to win it. And the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 last night. The Cardinals had runners on first and second with two outs in the 10th when manager Mike Matheny decided against pinch hitter. Rosenthal took a called third strike in his second career at-bat. Nate Sheerholtz doubled for his fourth straight hit leading off the 11th and advanced on a sacrifice. Starlin Castro was intentionally walked, and Ryan Kalish popped up on a bunt attempt before Castillo lined a 1-1 fastball out into left for his second homer and picking up the win there for the Cubs. We'll have Cardinals and Cubs action for you once again today, 12:20, the pregame start time. Chris Coyobello drove in three runs. Kyle Gibson pitched into the seventh inning, and Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 10-1 last night to end a nine-game home losing streak that dated back to last season. Josmel Pinto homered for the Twins, who reached double digits in runs for the third time this season. In other sporting action, Bubba Watson is the leader at the midway mark of the Masters, firing a 4-under-68 that included five straight birdies on the back nine. The 2012 winner is 7-under for the tournament, three strokes ahead of John Sinden and four in front of defending champion Adam Scott, Thomas Bjorn, Jonas Blixt, and Jordan Spieth. Three-time champ Phil Mickelson missed the Augusta cut for the first time since 1997. Kevin Harvick will start from the pole far Tonight's Southern 500 as he seeks his first victory in that race. Harvick had never won a pole at Darlington until he came out on top in the first knockout qualifying session last night. Joey Logano was second, followed by Eric Amarola, Marcus Ambrose, and Brad Keselowski. Tennessee's Jarnell Stokes has bypassing his senior season to enter the NBA draft. The 6'8", 260-pound forward averaged 15.1 points and 10.6 rebounds per game to earn first-team All-Southeastern Conference honors this season. And New Mexico's 7-foot center Alex Kirk will also forego his senior season and declare for the draft. The Cleveland Browns have matched Jacksonville's 5-year, $42 million offer sheet for Pro Bowl center Alex Mack. The 28-year-old will receive $26 million guaranteed in the deal, and he can void after two seasons. Also, the Browns are not allowed to trade him. Mack has not missed a snap in five seasons with the Browns, who drafted him in the first round in 2009. Brendan Shanahan has been hired as the Toronto Maple Leafs president, leaving his role as the NHL Director of Players Safety to join one of the league's original six franchises. The team says the Toronto native and Hockey Hall of Famer will begin his job immediately. The Leafs were eliminated from playoff contention this week after a stretch of eight straight regulation losses in March derailed their season. Scores from last night's action in Major League Baseball and interleague play. It was Tampa Bay over Cincinnati 2-1. The Angels beat the Mets 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego was a 6-0 winner over Detroit. In the American League, Boston topped the Yankees 4-2. Toronto over Baltimore 2-0. Texas beat Houston 1-0 in 12 innings. The White Sox over Cleveland 9-6. Minnesota 10-1 over Kansas City. Seattle 6-4 over Oakland. In the National League, it was Philadelphia over Miami 6-3. Atlanta beat Washington 7-6 in 10 innings. Milwaukee a 4-2 winner over Pittsburgh. We mentioned the Cubs a 6-3 winner over St. Louis in 11 innings. The Dodgers beat Arizona 6-0, and San Francisco was a 6-5 winner over Colorado. In the NBA last night, it was New York beating Toronto 108-100, Washington 96-86 over Orlando, Atlanta beat Brooklyn 93-88, it was Boston over Charlotte 106-103, Miami beat the Pacers 98-86, it was Chicago over Detroit 106-98, Minnesota over Houston 112-110, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 116-94, Memphis beat Philadelphia 117-95, Milwaukee 119-116 over Cleveland, San Antonio a 112-104 winner over Phoenix. Portland beat Utah 111-99, and it was Golden State over the LA Lakers 112-95. And in the National Hockey League last night, Washington shut out Chicago 4-0, Carolina over Detroit 2-1, Tampa Bay beat Columbus 3-2, the Islanders in double overtime, actually a shootout win, 3-1 in the shootout. They win it 3-2 over the New Jersey Devils. Dallas beat St. Louis 3-0, Winnipeg over Calgary 5-3, and San Jose over Colorado 5-1. And in Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Omaha defeating Nashville 5-4, and Memphis beat the iCubs 8-5 last night. And the games over the weekend here today, it'll be evening games for both Iowa and Omaha. They're both on the road, Iowa at Memphis and Omaha at Nashville. Those teams will play once again in afternoon games on Sunday. That's a look at the latest sports here for you on KJN Sports this morning, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.